Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Hello and welcome into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. It is time for the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And DraftKings has a big announcement. They're now offering a mobile casino in Pennsylvania. DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino offers an endless amount of casino games to play, all from the comfort of your own home. And right now, all first-time casino players can play up to $200 risk-free for the first 24 hours of casino play. And if you want options, they got them. Slots, blackjack, roulette, table games with live dealers. By the way, I've been hitting the blackjack pretty hard. It's a lot of fun, especially in the beginning with the, you know, the money they give you to theirs to bet. So it's pretty cool. Just a quick note, I ended up ahead, just, you know, so you know that. So anyway, download the DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino and use promo code KSN, and you get to play your first 24 hours risk-free for up to $200. That's promo code KSN. Play risk-free up to $200 in your first 24 hours of casino play on DraftKings Sportsbook. You must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, I am Jim Galante. I am here with Bob Flounders and Andrew P. Shea. Ross Tucker will be along a little bit later for Tucker's Tape and Ask Ross. In Tucker's Tape, a real treat, we have Ross interviewing Phil Troutwine, offensive line coach. It'll be a two-part interview. We'll do the first part today, second part next week. So it's quarter one. Andrew, Bob, welcome. Are you guys ready to talk Penn State football?
Absolutely, Jimmy. You know, it's hard. I shouldn't say it's hard to believe, but now that we're getting into mid-May, you know, it's hard to believe, I guess, that where we've been since March. But I think we've had some pretty good content the last couple of months. I think we got some interesting stuff coming up in the next few weeks, and hopefully there'll be some news, I think, in June about where Penn State sits with regard to the 2020 season, and we can react to that as well.
Well, we're going to get into that a little bit, but first, and I'll start with you, Andrew P. This week, sure. Michael Mennett and Will Fries met with the media, and they were very well-spoken, and I'm sure our colleague Ross Tucker will say that's because they're offensive linemen. And my big takeaway from it seems to be that Coach Phil Troutwine has a very positive effect on these guys. They seem to really respect them. What was your take on that, Andy?
Yeah, I think that's, you know, they went from having a sort of old ball coach, a little more seasoned, I guess is a good way to put it, offensive line coach who was teaching them how to do things one way. And even in the short period of time they had, you know, to work with Troutwine before everybody got dispatched and scattered, they're looking back at it now, a couple months later, both of them, both Will and Michael, both talked about like the great value to them of the technique and the new techniques that they were going to have to learn and that they were going to be taught. And it was just a baseline of stuff. They both said it was quite extensive and, you know, it wasn't a big change, but it was a lot of details that would bring about change. So I found that part very interesting. And I think they're both enamored with the young guy. Like, he's young, right? He's not much older than them. He played in the NFL. And for some reason, we know that's not a big deal or a prerequisite. But I guess maybe for offensive linemen, it's a big deal or a prerequisite because they both talked about him being young and you know, he played in the league and that's where we want to go so he can relate to us. So that's what says to me about that.
And how about you, Bob? How important do you think it is that the coach is younger, been in the NFL, has a national championship under his belt? How important do you think that is for these kids?
I think there's a couple ways to look at the 2020 season and what Michael and Will talked about, and also kind of the future as well. So I was just, you know, Phil Troutwine was on a conference call a couple weeks ago, and he talked about his philosophy. He was asked about all his players, and he's excited about them. I just think the more that we get closer to the potentially the start of the 2020 season, whether it's on time, whether it's pushed back, whether it's, you know, unfortunately, whether it kicks into 2021, whether it, you know, whether there's all these versions of it, no fans. I just think, you know, if I'm Phil Troutman, I look at my offensive line, which is going to be the strength of the team. Michael Bennett going into his fifth year. Will Fries going into his fifth year. Dez Holmes, swing tackle, going into his fourth year. Both guards, Miranda and Thorpe, going into their fourth years. Even Rasheed Walker, who's young, he's going into his third year. I just wonder if we're going to see Phil Troutwine maybe dial it back a little bit with trying to implement too much this year, because you don't know how much time they're going to have to kind of just flip-flop into a completely different mindset, even if it will be completely different. I wonder if he's going to take some of his stuff that he can apply right away, combine it with what they already know just for this season to get them ready, because it's a talented offensive line, a strength of the team. And I just wonder the more this season plays out, if maybe what Phil Troutwine's main contribution to Penn State will be this year and next year is going to be felt on the recruit again. If they can get the five-star Nolan Rucci, they can get some other kids. I know they already have a really good four-star
Tengwall
in the 2021 class, Tengwall. So I just wonder, as we get closer to maybe, you know, finding out what Penn State's going to have to do to play, you know, and maybe they're not going to have a lot of time to teach. I just wonder, these guys are veteran guys that kind of know what they're doing. I think a lot of them are proven. A lot of them are good players. Do we see him maybe dial back what he wants to do this year just to make them comfortable in Kirk's new system? And maybe next year you see the full Phil Troutwine teaching effect. And in the short term, maybe focus a little bit more on getting some of his talented players to come into Penn State for the future. I just think that maybe you might see that.
I'll tell you what, for all coaches, and especially those who are new, and Penn State has several of those, that's going to be part of the challenge, is just the compromise. How much can you get into teaching new versus just optimizing with what little time that you have? There was some other news more on the national front, but this is important in determining whether we're going to have college football this year or not. And I'll start with you, Bob. Some of the California schools from the Mountain West Conference, it's already been said that they're not going to have students in attendance. And what I'm sensing is you get some word from the NCAA, oh, students have to be in to play, but we're not the final word.
Yeah.
It sounds like there's going to be a lot of compromising between now and then to make it work, but they'll find a way to make it work. Is that what you're getting?
Absolutely. I think I agree with you, Jimmy. I'm sure Penn State's already sniffing around and to see what would happen if maybe I think they have a California school on their non-conference.
San Jose State.
Yeah, San Jose State's on their schedule non-conference-wise. I just wonder if maybe they're already looking around for a potential replacement should it come out that Penn State's going to play all of its season. The thought of them maybe traveling across the country might be a little bit unlikely. It's such a weird world, and I'm sure Penn State's looking into a lot of possibilities. But something you said I thought was just very interesting, Jimmy, and it's what Mark Emmert said, that he's not up to him to push for a uniform restart, which is something James Franklin talked about last week. You know what? You know, he would like to see the NCAA come in and kind of dictate maybe everyone starting at once. I'm paraphrasing. And I don't know how well that was received. He was worried about, well, what happens if in some parts of the Big Ten footprint, some schools are ready to go, and some other parts of the Big Ten footprint, you know, they're still in kind of a lockdown. Well, is it fair to penalize the guys that are ready to go? That drew a lot of national news. But I just think, you know, with Mark Emmert saying that, it just seems to me that looking at the state of Pennsylvania, we touched about it a little bit. I would have to think, and I don't know what you think, Andy Shea, but our governor, Tom Wolf, is probably going to play a little bit of a role in determining you know, some of the things that Penn State's going to be able to do or not do. It also extends to other sports as well. We talked about no fans and the way that he's kind of approaching things so far. You just wonder what his position is going to be in a couple of months as we get closer to maybe a potential restart. But he's been a guy that's been very conservative in his approach so far. So Andy and Jimmy, I just wonder what your thoughts are on that.
Yeah, I'll jump in. I think if there is some college football played in 2020 in this calendar year, that regionality plays a big role in it. Like, you know what I mean? Like not traveling a lot, not going out to the Midwest to play Midwest Big Ten schools, you know, a reduced schedule based on regionals, because Mark Emmert, and if you expected him to step up and show some leadership as from the NCAA, from his chair in the NCAA, then, you know, shame on you for thinking that, because the only thing he responds to is money and something that benefits him, right? He doesn't even bring a voice to the NCAA when it comes to any of this. Instead, he punts. So who did he punt to? He punted to the institutions, and the institutions have a lot of oversight in this, you know, COVID-19 time from the governments of each individual state. So you're going to have to look at regionalities. I think it's going to play a role in this at some point, is my gut feeling. I'm feeling like seven, you know, like something like a 7 or 8 game schedule based on regions. Just up here in the Northeast is what my gut feeling is. But I'd be interested to hear what you thought, Jimmy.
Well, I'll tell you a couple points to be made in the last minute that we have here. I think the regional thing, and by regional, it may even be by conference. If the Southeast Conference is ready to play, they're going to play.
Yeah.
The thought that we'll have like conference-only football, I think, is very possible. The other thing to think about here, guys, is there's always been this mandate. There will be no football if students aren't back in school.
Well, yeah.
Think about this little loophole, though. Some of those schools, even in California, that said they're going to do remote classes, they are going to open up for a couple mandatory things where you have to be there. So if all of a sudden there are some students who are on campus, does that mean it's all right to bring our athletes back on campus? And remember, the almighty dollar, you mentioned that with Emmert, Andy, but these universities, they've got a lot of financial pressure also. So there is going to be pressure to get football out there. All right, that's Jim's lecture on economics. That's going to have to be it. The final word for quarter one. Stick around in quarter number two. We have Coach Phil Troutwine on with Ross.
So what's so different about new Labatt Blue Citra? Could be the bright hop aroma or the crisp, clean finish that all come together for a new kind of refreshing. Brewed with Citra and Mosaic hops, all new Labatt Blue Citra delivers ultimate drinkability and a new way to get up and get out. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Everyone knows AAA gives you peace of mind when you're out on the road. But did you know you get other perks as well? Besides providing reliable roadside service for over 100 years, AAA also provides great discounts on entertainment, prescriptions, rental cars, hotels, insurance, and so much more. Take advantage of everything AAA has to offer. Purchase, renew, or upgrade your membership today at AAA.com.
DraftKings Sportsbook is offering a mobile casino in Pennsylvania. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app now and use promo code KSN to play your first 24 hours of casino risk-free up to $200. That's promo code KSN to play risk-free up to $200 for your first 24 hours of casino play on DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.